Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter. We're talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats set at 2-5 on the season with only one game here since last we spoke, and that was against Sabatha on Tuesday night earlier this week. Coach, a real competitive game, a good game through three quarters. You had the lead going into the fourth, but man, sometimes I guess the wheels just kind of fall off, and the fourth quarter was a struggle. Outscored 19-2 in that final 8 minutes that ended up being the difference. So I'm sure frustrating at the end of the night to have played so well for three quarters, but not be able to finish.
Yeah, that was the prime, you know, result was just frustration, and I know the kids were frustrated. You know, I was frustrated. My coaches were frustrated. It was just one of those games where we're just back and forth. And, you know, the lead we got was up to four at the most, and playing different defenses. And you know, I thought the third quarter we were a little bit more lively defensively with our hands and with our feet in the first half, even after watching film. You know, like you could see all the difference. Like we didn't have that same bounce in our step the first half that what I'm used to seeing. And we still were just fine. You know, we didn't squander a lead or anything like that. But yeah, the fourth quarter, you said it right. The wheels just fell off at the wrong time, and it was just, you know, time ran out, and there's nothing more we could have done. But you know, it's kind of been our Achilles heel all years. You know, turnovers. You know, we actually sat down with the team on yesterday, and we watched the first half of the game and just talked about the differences of each quarter. And you know, we turned the ball over three times in the first quarter, seven times in the second quarter, and then one time in the third quarter, but then we, you know, have two to three four back to back real big in the fourth, and that would ultimately was what hurt us.
You got a lot of trips to Seneca coming up. We were just chatting, going to Nemaw Central for another game against the Thunder on Friday. And then, of course, the Nemaw Central Thunder tournament next week, starting with St. Mary's on Tuesday. So, you know, I'm sure it feels nice just to be back in the gym. Obviously, like a lot of teams, you had a lot of time away from the team and not able to practice or get much done. So what's the game plan here, and what are some of the main things that you're working on with the team besides turnovers that you mentioned to get things back on track here going into the midseason tourney?
Well, you know, we kind of got to get our poise back with us, and being away from each other. You know, I've told the kids, you know, I said, I missed you guys. It's hard to, when you see each other every day and then you don't see each other for 3 weeks in the middle of the season, it's kind of rough to get your bearings back going again. And that's what we got to do. You know, we got to get more competitive in practice than we have in the last few practices. And that kind of carried over a little bit where we didn't quite look ourselves. And we got to battle over the adversity and keep plugging away. And we just have to get better at the little things. And that's what's costing us, you know, games that I feel like we should have won. And I think the kids know, oh, we let that one get away. We let that get away, you know. And some teams like Sabatha, we do get to play them again. But, you know, you're working for, you know, that sub-state seeding. And, you know, we're at the bottom right now. We want to try and get, you know, move up as best we can, and hopefully we got to win more than lose, and hopefully the ones above us lose more than they win, and we can move up the rankings a little bit and improve on our season. And I think we can do that. You know, we're more than capable of doing that. You know, I look at a team like Rossville. You know, we played that team very tough, and then we turn around and play Hiawatha, and we get a good quality win at home, and then you turn around the next Friday, Hiawatha beats Rossville. Yep. You know, so that's how tough our league is, and we got to shore up some things that we know that we can control and give ourselves an opportunity to win.
We look forward to chatting more next week during the Thunder Absolutely. Classic tournament there in Seneca. We'll see you Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Good luck.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Holton Wildcat Boys, the weekly locker room chats on KNZA and MSCSports.net are presented by Community Healthcare System, also by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy.